Lawyer.
They can't capture us. They can't overwhelm us. They can't destroy us. All they can do is frighten us and try to stop us from doing the things that make us a great country.
That's Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York. You hear what he's talking about. Giving the people in Boston and those who were there for the marathon and the explosions the message of staying strong. Kate Delaney shouting out that same message to all of you in this wonderful country. And thanks for joining us here on America Tonight. Here's the latest on what's now come out about the bombs at the Boston Marathon. First of all, there are three victims. One, a Chinese national who was going to school at Boston University. Her parents did not want her identified. 8-year-old boy we know of, he was at the finish line, wanted to cheer his father on as he was coming across the finish line. He was there with the mother and sister, the mother in the hospital with a brain injury. The sister lost her leg, and now it's about vigils for the 8-year-old who, as I said, wanted to be there to cheer on his father, and he was there, Martin Richard. He was standing there at the line with the family when that explosion ripped through that entire street, that entire chunk of the street, killing him and two others, and, of course, injuring 178. Now, the people who have lost limbs is up to 30, and the questions remain, who did this? Who did this to the people who were in Boston for the marathon? And we want answers, and we want them now, not tomorrow. You know, it's always about the other day. And the FBI is analyzing what they found, and we're talking about pressure cookers, a couple of pressure cookers, and looking like a very crude homemade device, which could mean it's anybody or anything. Really, whether we're talking about homegrown terrorism or somewhere else, overseas we've seen this pressure cooker thing used many times. In Bali, they did that in that big explosion in 2002. They've confirmed that the pressure cookers were inside black nylon bags or backpacks. And Tom Menino, who is the Boston mayor, is asking for anybody who possibly could know anything, saw anything suspicious, whatever it might be, to come forward and describe what they saw or show pictures if they happened to take a picture that was in the area, because so many people were snapping things on their cell phones that you never know what might be in the background, what some investigator might pick up that you might not be thinking about if you were there. So they're asking anybody to send all the photos of that area, and they're looking at thousands of photos, to boston@ic.fbi.gov, boston@ic.fbi.gov. And, you know, who was behind it? Was Al-Qaeda behind the attacks? Lone Wolf? Still don't know. That's why I say it's a wide open. The marathon was a soft target, absolutely. The streets are open to the public. You got security, but you're not going to be in complete lockdown. How could you have a marathon and conduct it that way? It's not possible. A marathon with the amount of people running and the routes they're running and the people milling about enjoying the marathon, that's part of the idea. And it's one of the biggest events that they do in Boston. They've done it for a very, very long time. It is the thing that puts Boston on the map, in a sense, because people come from all over the place to be a part of it. They live to run in the race. They put it on the list. They get in shape. They start to train for it. They try to qualify, because you got to qualify for it. So this is a shameful, heinous terrorist act, no matter who pulled it off, because we can't shy away from what has now become a new normal, and we have to be more aware and have our radar up. as to seeing things that you just didn't pay attention to before. You know, are you a detailed person? Do you look around? Do you look for exits when you're at events, when you're in a crowded restaurant or whatever it might be? And there were people in restaurants that were thrown about and windows blown out because of where the bombs went off. And it just shows why we have to be relentless when it comes to thwarting any kind of terrorism. We cannot let up in any sense of the word. One of the saddest stories that I read during the day has to be the, besides the 8-year-old, which is just gut-wrenching, and the community and that family and the community just rallying around them. They came from an area where every neighbor knew each other, and then the neighbor down the street, and they all knew each other in somehow, some way with children. But you also had a 29-year-old restaurant manager who was part of the victims, who was one of the victims anyway. And the sad part is Crystal Campbell, who was from Medford, Massachusetts, had gone with her best friend to take a picture of her, of the friend's boyfriend, crossing the finish line on Monday afternoon, and that's why she was positioning herself there. Her father, William Campbell, picture this for a second if you were in this situation, wants to find out what's happened to his daughter, goes to the hospital and is told, oh, she's in surgery, and, you know, so she's alive and she's in surgery. And when he goes to see her, to identify her or whatnot, she is, it's not her. So he finds out through a little detective work with the police that his daughter, in fact, was one of the people that was killed. And the friend was seriously injured in the explosion, too. So her best friend was with her right near her. She was killed. The best friend was seriously injured. And we're seeing just some unbelievable things that and stories that are coming out of Boston, and then trying to make sense of it, trying to tie it together. The people in Boston are strong. Americans are resilient. The people there are strong. But it is another reminder that we cannot let up. We cannot think that it can happen here. It's not a possibility. If you're in a big crowd, there is always that possibility. You become a soft target when you're at a certain festivals and stuff. At the same time, you have to go on living your life. You just, I think, live it in an area where you're maybe a little bit more aware to make sure if you have to get out of someplace quickly, too, that you know how to get out of there as you look around and look for exits and whatnot. All right, coming up on the flip side, more reaction to what's happened in Boston, and some final thoughts on what's being done now. Michael Bloomberg, will hear from him talking about Boston and New York, the natural comparisons, and a couple of other things too, including the surgeries and what the doctors are seeing in Massachusetts. Hang with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips are sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold.
New Yorkers will never forget the extraordinary support that we received after the attacks of 9/11, and we'll never hesitate to repay that generosity whenever the need arises.
So well said. Michael Bloomberg and I rarely agree on anything. We agree on that. People really reached out to New Yorkers. Somebody who was there, was in the city commuting back and forth. It's incredible how many people wanted to do whatever they could to help get people back in a state of dealing with what was going on and getting back on their feet and all that sort of thing. And this is what's going on with Boston. It's not a surprise. That's the kind of nation we are. Even if we have differences, when we have to come together, we can definitely come together and put other things aside. So really important that that happens here. And it is happening. It is. Because, you know, we got stuff going on like the immigration bill. You have Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama who's saying, look, we need more time on the immigration bill because it's huge. We need to be able to go through it. You have the issue over gun legislation and what's happening there. You've got the whole budget process happening. So when we talk about Washington and lawmakers and all that stuff, bogged down and everything that is of definite importance that's happening in D.C. that could, things that could become laws and will affect, definitely will affect you and I. But the Boston tragedy probably delays the immigration bill and may delay a few things happening on the Hill. So because of Massachusetts and the bombings on Monday, what is now, I think, huge again for people who have let this kind of go by the boards for a second is the politics of terror. And with elections coming up, whether it's nationally or state elections, not too far down the road, I think that's going to be, again, one of the major themes is going to be terrorism, terrorism, terrorism. For people who have family in hospitals who are trying to get better, get well enough that they can get out of the hospital, it's a matter of time and surgeries and also what the doctors are finding, the ball bearings and things that were part of the shrapnel embedded in the legs and knees and everything else of the people who were at the Boston Marathon and were part of that 176 that felt the blast. Here's one of the main doctors working on so many of those people, Dr. Tracy Deshart, on some of the things that I just mentioned.
Several patients had fragments removed. We do that whenever there's a foreign body, such as a gunshot wound, something like that. And the evidence is handled the same each time, where as it's removed, it's sent to the pathologist who then record it, and then it gets sent on its way, so it has a chain of evidence. We have not seen nails. We have not seen ball bearings, particles of metal and plastic. That's what we're seeing in our patients. Patients are progressing, some faster than others, of course, and there are still many of these patients who still need operations both tomorrow, the next day, and Friday.
All right, so more operations, as you heard there from the doc, going on for people who have had, obviously, this traumatic thing happen to them when they were least expecting it, and then trying to turn around and bounce back after it and going through what typically will take maybe 3 to 4 to more than that, depending on the limb and the situation and their condition. So it's our heart certainly goes out to all the people who are still in the hospital and are trying to get out or trying to get out of there. Some other odds and ends to mix into this version of America tonight. We don't want to completely forget everything else. You know, last week we were talking about Margaret Thatcher, who got skewered in the press after her death. A lot of people just smashing Margaret Thatcher. And I guess there was no love lost for her among some, but I think she turned England around in a really tough time, so I would disagree with that. The bells of London, the Big Ben clock, is going to fall silent for the first time since Churchill's funeral. 700 men and women from Britain's armed services are going to honor Thatcher, who led them to victory, if you remember, in the Falkland War, the Falklands War, as foreign dignitaries from about 170 nations look on. So London is staging, getting ready for that now, the biggest political funeral in half a century, when the Prime Minister, the Iron Lady, is laid to rest. And as I said, the bells of London will be ringing, and the ceremony will be broadcast live. The Queen and Duke of Edinburgh will be there. Then her coffin will be carried into the cathedral by the Falkland guards, who will be followed by Thatcher's family. And this is a big event in England and elsewhere, because Thatcher had detractors and people who supported her, but without a doubt people had an opinion on Margaret Thatcher. And what's interesting is polls are showing that a lot of people are unhappy that the estimated £10 million bill for the funeral is being picked up by the taxpayers. How about that? So they're saying, why all the pomp and circumstance, and we've got to pay for that? But it's going to be a very, very big occasion, a huge deal in England, and that's why so many people are going over. This is a big deal for people who got ripped off by a very, very bad man. A federal judge blocked the trustee seeking some money for Bernard Madoff's victims from interfering with New York State's $410 million settlement with Ezra Merkin, a Wall Street hedge fund manager accused of steering client money to the swindler. Irving Picard, the trustee, said the settlement with the New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman interfered with his exclusive right to recover money for people who invested with Madoff by reducing the sums available for him to pursue. So How about that? The U.S. District Judge in Manhattan also scolded Picard for having waited too long after the Attorney General's office had first moved against Merkin to intervene. So it's the tug of war over big bucks and so many people. If you think about it, Madoff pled guilty in March of 2009, serving a 150-year sentence in a North Carolina prison. But that was 2009, and we're still dealing with settlement issues. The wheels of justice go round and round, but turn very, very slowly when you need it to turn faster. But in this case, it's not going any faster, and that's, they know that. So it's not necessarily a big secret, but the trustee saying it cannot block the $410 million Merkin Accord is huge. I mean, absolutely huge. We keep hearing about the sequester, the sequester, the sequester. Well, the Navy and the Marines are getting slammed by the furloughs, and they're saying that it's going to reduce readiness and cut heavily into the procurement, research, and development area, which is very strong, really, for the Navy. And the Chief Naval Operations Admiral Jonathan Greenert said the budget request required under the sequestration had cost about $6.1 billion, or 8%, from the Navy's investment program in the fiscal year 2013. So 2013. And looking at the list, the cuts would likely, made a little quick list, would likely hit weapons and even aircraft that the Navy now has the cash for, like the E-2D Hawkeye battle management aircraft that's built by Northrop. And there are a few others, too, on the list. And you think of the importance U.S. weapons makers and shipbuilders, and that includes General Dynamics and others, are keeping a big watch on the protracted budget battles between Congress and the House for signs of possible cuts in order. The White House's budget request included some additional cuts to the Pentagon budget beyond the $487 billion cuts already being implemented over the next decade, but not the full $500 billion in annuals. The annual reductions required by the sequester. So it's a nightmare for some. You're talking about 20% cut in pay. And when you think it's going to be solved, you're not worried about that happening. So some people are really caught up in this sequester and are even looking for other jobs. Stay with us. We're kicking the can over the fence.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Prepper Fest AZ Expo is coming April 26th through 28th at the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center and will feature over 80 free self-reliance training classes. Get tips about long-term food storage, discover how to thrive while living off the grid. Experts will share their secrets of safe and simple water purification, innovative herbal remedies, aquaponics, organic food solutions, portable solar power, wilderness survival, and more. For more info, visit PrepperFestAZ.com and come on out April 26th through 28th to the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center at Scottsdale Road and the Loop 101 Freeway. This Prepper Expo will be fun for the whole family with a petting zoo and other kid-friendly activities. Discover how permaculture and ham radio will enhance your self-reliance. Learn how to do it yourself, survive a disaster, save money, and save a life. Be sure to mark your calendar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. For information and tickets, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. Over 80 free self-reliance training classes. PrepperFestAZ.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Level of the threat of IEDs in the U.S., pressure cookers used to deliver these deadly bombs, and you know ultimately what they're going to uncover, the FBI and what they're working on, and you know think of all the sporting events and places where certainly there is vulnerability in the United States. Our pal down under, Jack Alexander, joins us, and Jack knows about this kind of stuff, of course. He's an expert, if you will, in this area when we're talking about impoverished terror weapons, Tech 101, basically. It's a course that he taught, believe it or not. Jack, so when you look at this and you're hearing what happened with this bomb, with the pressure cookers, what can you tell us about that?
Well, the main purpose of the pressure cooker is because it's a pressure vessel. It allows the charge to build up a greater explosive force. If they're using some of the lower order explosives, like many of the media have been passing around, like black powder or the modern gunpowder, it helps amplify the boom, and it also is it, given that a lot of pressure cookers these days are made out of aluminum, they fragmentate easy, also adding to the shrapnel that included in this blast.
Yeah, and you can get this stuff, as you're talking about, black powder, gunpowder, all that, obviously, soda bottle coated in ball bearings or shrapnel and whatever. It's easy to make. You can get this at any, if you will, any Home Depot or Walmart or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah. I would be not surprised that in your cleaning cabinet you have the precursor chemicals for a sarin-like nerve agent in the garage, in amongst the regular fluids for your motor vehicle. You've got components to make napalm-like fluids and so on. It's truly frightening just how easy it is to get your hands on this stuff, and the knowledge has been around for a long, long time. I mean, when I started learning about this, this was pre-internet. Now, you know, we've got the internet, and, you know, a lot of this information is available on the net. There's also a lot of suspect information out there as well, posing as real information, and, you know, it definitely falls into the category of do not try this at home.
Yeah, do not try this at home. And then, of course, the thing is, Jack, and this is the first thing I'm wondering, and from all the reports and looking at photographs and trying to figure it all out, how did they set this off? How do you get the devices, you know, what kind of devices could have been used to set off the bombs?
Look, there are a lot of devices that could have been used. Cell phones have been common for terrorists around the world now since the advent of cell phones. Where they used to use mechanical timers, that they've now moved to the digital alarm clocks and digital timers because there's no ticking for the dogs to pick up on. And, you can simply interface into where the wires would come out for the speaker for the alarm. Some of these electronic initiating devices are very sensitive. It does not take a lot of current to get these devices to trigger and to then set off the primary charge.
Yeah, wow. And then trying to recover it, which is obviously what they're trying to piece together at the FBI lab, they might not be able to find all the, they might not know the triggering agent, right?
With every explosive and every charge that I've set off, there will always be something of it to track down, to reconstruct enough on how, or more than likely, what it was used to initiate it. Whether it was a cell phone, I know the FBI has subpoenaed cell phone records for all the towers in the area to see if there is a, they'll check for a corresponding thing there, and with burn phones so popular in the United States, might be a little bit hard to track down. As I said, the simple digital timer, you've probably got one in your kitchen that you bought from Radio Shack to time cooking your eggs. It is very simple. Simple tripwires you can make out of monofilament fishing line. I mean, fishing line is incredibly thin. Sewing thread. There's just so, you are only limited, or it's not you, but the terrorist is only limited by how warped and twisted their imagination is.
Yeah, which is so frightening. You sent me a list of stuff, and it's interesting, talking about IEDs can be used to disperse chemical, biological, or radiological agents. And one of the things that happened during the day is ricin was sent to Senator Wicker. They intercepted it and have gone through the testing, and I just talked about that. But that's deadly. There is no antidote to that, as I said. If you get that, that's it. But there are others as well, aren't there?
Oh, look, there's a lot of other things. Anthrax is a naturally occurring biotoxin. It comes in spore form. It's quite prevalent in agricultural communities if you have the know-how to extract it. And, you know, that could be easily carried. I mean, you saw how the smoke from these charges, if you've seen the video, how quickly it dispersed. Ricin or anthrax or a chemical agent like finely ground up chlorine could have been dispersed all over that area, or even a radiological agent. You know, the poor man's nuke, the dirty bomb. It's just absolutely frightening how low tech these devices are, but just how devastating their effects can be.
Yeah, boy, scary, scary stuff. And, you know, we should tell people that, you know, you really do have expertise in this area because you served in a war. Tell everybody about your experience.
I'm a 10-year veteran of the Australian Army Special Air Service Regiment. I primarily dealt with counterterrorism operations and improvised weapons and munitions. And, you know, when I, in those peaceful times that you have when you're special forces, I spent my time devising improvised weapons and then devising the counteraction to that and then lecturing on that within the Australian Army.
Yeah, and you weren't, and so you're not surprised by some of the things that have popped up because you've tinkered with that for so long and you saw that there are lots of ways, as you said, whatever the twisted mind can come up with, you saw some of that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, and if I can think of it, you can bet that somebody else has already thought of it. And there was a lot, when I was researching this back in the mid-80s, When I got into this field, there were a lot of publications coming out of the Middle East, many of them translated from Israeli military text on how these devices are made. After all, the Israelis have been dealing with terrorism for a very, very long time and have become quite proficient at it. And, you know, many special forces troops are taught how to make these explosives, you know, to go into an area and make it look like somebody else did the deed. It's just one of those things that's been around for a very long time. I mean, we've been improvising war since day dot.
Yeah, so true. So sad. Very sad to think of, like you say, the twisted mind and things that you can come up with, and now what we're seeing and things that I think it's good to be alerted to. Jack, just terrific information. Thanks for coming on with us, of course, and for all your fine work. We appreciate it.
Anytime, Kate.
Thank you. All right, so Jack, as he said, it's Special Forces, and he would mess around with this stuff so he could actually teach it in Australia, so he'd be able to arm the guys certainly with the facts, so they knew what to look for. Which we see, how do you look for all these really sometimes elusive things, like Jack was saying, when you're talking about the wires? We've seen that in Afghanistan, and how often it doesn't look as though there's anything there, and it's that clear fishing line, nothing that sets off an IED, and this is particularly scary, and it's very scary, obviously, what happened at the marathon, because as somebody pointed out, looking at the fact that you have a lot of people grouped in, moving around, it's a very fluid situation, you had the trash cans, but you also had lots of people with backpacks at that event, because that's what they're doing, they're throwing things in a backpack, waiting for someone to cross the finish line or hanging out with their friends or whatever. It was a common sight, so it would be easy enough. And whoever did this knew the timing, as I was saying the other day. They knew when the biggest pack of people would come through because it would be easier to hit more people at once. Not when the elite runners came through who would win the race, but really the bulk of the runners who were average recreational decent runners would come in so that they would go off at that time. Just, again, still so shocking. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to head to the mailroom.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family, take more vacations, own your own business, be healthy, and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Items that were found as they're piecing together, the FBI is Robert Mueller, the FBI director, and Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano on the Hill for a talk about cybersecurity, but the briefing also really morphed into more about Boston and the bombings, and it's one of the things that the FBI is looking at, rebuilding the bomb, piecing it all together, and they found different traces of different things as we just were talking about with Jack, how easy it would be to piece something together that could do what it did to the people that were there at the Boston Marathon. Plenty of you had a lot to say centering around Boston, but a few other things as well that we'll throw in. So it's time to check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Greg in Virginia, and Greg says, yo, Ms. Delaney, loving the show, but I have to say I am saddened and have a sick heart for the people of Boston. You know, I treasure every moment here on Earth, and I really feel like I embody carpe diem. And so many of us might take that for granted now that more and more we're starting to see crazy things happen. Our radar needs to be 100% up. We can forget not calling it terror. I don't care who did it. It is a terroristic act. And the bottom line is, when you're in public, you have to be extra aware, especially in big crowds, not to be paranoid and not to fearmonger here. But life is just not the same in America in a few key areas. And one of them is watching out in big crowds. Of course, the marathon was a perfect place for somebody to pull this off, knowing that we would be lulled into a false sense of security, because certainly, why would you ever hit a marathon? Yeah, you know, that's what we keep saying. You're not thinking that. Does this mean that we could see more of a threat of some kind of IED devices, that kind of stuff? Because there you can hit a group of people. It's interesting because of the conversations we've had again and again over guns and all this gun legislation that's coming up and who's on board and let's get rid of 100 different varieties of so-called assault-type weapons and let's ultimately have these bigger, badder background checks, you know, where we're backed up in the first place and haven't gone through some of the checks that we already have, some of the regulations we already have on the books. But with the big struggle in the tug of war over guns in this country, here you go. This is something that happened that had nothing to do with guns, which proves the point that we often say here in America tonight. Listen, somebody wants to do something horrific, there are ways to do it, and this is what's happened. So how big is the threat of seeing something like this crop up more at other venues and other high-profile areas, you know, these kind of bombs, because it's so easy to make. You can target large gathering, and you can inflict, let's face it, mass casualties, and that was the idea here. It had everything in it. Nails, ball bearings, all that stuff, knocking people out. That was obviously the idea, and they hit the intended targets for sure. Let's move on to this one from a Roger in Illinois. Roger says, Kate, I'm watching what the FBI is doing with these fragments and what they say they've gotten from a backpack and all the analysis. You know, in the final analysis, I would say that how do you really police any kind of a big event? If somebody wants to do harm and they've cased the place out over and over again, you have to figure they did their homework. They're going to find a way in. I hate to say it, but isn't it true? You often talk about traveling in the TSA and how you feel as though it's a joke, and I'd have to agree with you. We can tighten the security up as much as we want, but how many people can you actually surround the runners with in a marathon in the first place? So good luck in saying that we'll secure future sporting events. Yeah, you know, Roger, here's the thing. When 9/11 happened, just a little kaleidoscope of what I was doing, I was at, and I've said this before in the show, but just quickly, I was at WFAN in New York, and then you go out to Shea Stadium, it was called Shea Stadium, then it was Shea Stadium, or Yankee Stadium, and man, they're checking everything. They're checking your backpacks, they're doing all that sort of stuff, and you go through the stadium, but I kept thinking, even then, even in New York, if somebody wants to get in a back door, they find a way to get in catering, they find something to be able to come in. It's just like being an employee at the airport, going through the back channels. That's what I think would happen or could happen. So you can't go around paranoid. You have to be alert. If more people are alert, maybe they catch something. Maybe they see something that's strange. And pretty much that's what they're saying in airports. You hear that all the time. If you see something suspicious, or if you see backpacks, things unattended, and that's where we're at now. I mean, this is what it is. We're at that point where we all have to just be a little more alert. And I hope they catch this coward or cowards or whoever it is that detonated this by likely timers and set off these two bombs. The remains of this pressure cooker found at the scene of the marathon at the finish line, and the shredded black backpack and the pellets and the ball bearings. I mean, pretty much there you go. But in trying to take the parts that they found, the partial circuit board, all of that would be used to set this thing off. And, you know, so is it a domestic deal? Is it something else? I guess at this point you can assume what you want, but there's no hardcore facts as to who it is right now. And here's another one. This one from Jake in Austin. He emails us frequently. Hey, Jake, how you doing? A big shout out. And Jake says, man, you got a feel for those people in Boston. I checked on the blood supply, and there's nothing you can do as far as that's concerned. They had plenty of blood, and that's the good news with so many people donating in the past. There wasn't any shortage of that. But I think there is a need to try to help those people, Kate, and more there are fundraisers and things that are being held. And I would say just be on the lookout for that. And look for, you know, even the Red Cross. Well, the Red Cross, of course, you can always go to their website, and they've got information on that and donating to the Red Cross, and the Salvation Army does the same thing. In Massachusetts, they have a thing called One Fund Boston, One Fund. And what they're doing there is it's a Boston-based insurance company. John Hancock, for example, commits $1 million to the fund. It's raising money for the families affected by the bombings, because that's the thing. There's people tragically that are going to have to get prosthetic limbs and recover, go through all kinds of therapy. So that's where I think the money particularly would be very, very helpful to the people who have been affected by this horrific bombing. So look for that. Look for those ways that you can donate and help out, to be sure. Definitely, definitely chip in, do what you can, and, man, our hearts go out to those people.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, you know, even just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing rescue teams, of showing who medical people, anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.